Yeah, so the report overall was supportive, and I think the market had just been pricing in so much negativity. We were oversold on charts that today's news was viewed as a buying opportunity, and mostly, I think, a reason to exit short positions for some of those fund traders for corn and wheat. So we have higher prices today. We have corn, soybeans, and wheat all at the moment posting bullish key reversals on daily charts, which is a really, really fantastic technical indicator that a price low is in place. So obviously we need to see the market close higher today for corn, beans, and wheat, but right now things are looking good. So on the report, here's what came in that was friendly. For the corn yield, USDA number today was 173, and that was lower than the September number of 173.8. In the range of expectations and a little bit lower than the average expectation of 173.5. And on the soybeans, same thing. We have lower yield numbers than the September report. In September, the USDA pegged that yield at 50.1. Today's number, 49.6. So that was pretty much what was expected. But now here's where the soybean story gets friendly on the ending stock side. So looking at ending stocks for soybeans, trade was looking for actually a number that was going to be bigger than the September number. The September number was 220. Trade thought it was going to be bigger, more like 236. But the USDA kept ending stocks unchanged at 220. So that was what was really supportive for soybeans and prompted that market to be 20 cents higher right after the report came out. Corn ending stocks now at 2.1 billion bushels, lower than the September number of 2.2, and global ending stocks for old crop and new crop, smaller. And for corn, the new crop ending stocks are smaller at 312.4 million metric tons. That was lower than the average trade guess. Soybean global ending stocks at 115.6, lower than the average trade guess of 119.6. And even the wheat ending stocks number came in at 258.1, lower than the average trade guess of 258.8. So it was a supportive report all the way around. Now maybe we finally see a reason again for these funds to start to exit those short positions. And we've got some technical momentum on the charts. Things looking good.
Good to hear. So we've talked to some people, too, that thought, you know, livestock might react a little bit as well, but it maybe would be a little bit delayed. Is that something that you anticipate, too?
I think that's a fair statement. Yesterday, all of the live cattle futures and the feeder cattle futures posted bullish key reversals after testing key support levels on charts. You know, the cattle market, cattle complex already had this big pullback from a technical standpoint. So now it's really doing a price perspective where it's trying to make sure it's at fair value. Technically speaking, the charts look supportive now for the live cattle and feeder cattle markets because we already had that big price pullback. So we'll see how the livestock complex finishes the day in wake of these higher grain markets just shooting up. Again, funds now have a reason to start to get out of those short positions.
And what's next on traders' minds after this report, after the reaction goes through here? What will be the next thing to watch?
Well, of course, we need to keep an eye on the wars. We have two wars now globally, so that's something that we have to continue to monitor. We still are dealing with high inflation, so we're going to see if the Feds are going to do anything about interest rates. And then, of course, this weekend, for a lot of the Midwest, we've got 2 days of rain, and I know that Minnesota and Wisconsin are going to be dealing with not only rain, but two solid days of 20 to 30 mile an hour winds, constant winds. So we'll see, you know, if there's any, you know, how that's going to fare to the crop that's still in the field. Is it going to struggle with that wind? And then harvest progress next week. So plenty of things to be monitoring. But again, we've got a really friendly story today, and the markets are responding higher.
All right. Anything else we should touch on before we let you go?
No, just keep an eye on those outside markets. We're going to be, again, because of the two wars that we're dealing with, keeping an eye on energy prices, which can sometimes correlate into the grain markets. Like if crude oil goes higher, sometimes that can be supportive to corn and to soybean oil. So keep an eye on that.